benefits that you might be able to access as an autistic person. It can be difficult to know what you need. Don't feel that you've got to go through any of this alone. I know it goes against the grain, but... Welcome back to video 5 of our Embrace Autism series. In this video, we're going to talk a little bit about what legal protections there are, reasonable adjustments, and benefits. It's worth saying here at this point that these are not always universally available to all autistic people, and that in some cases, for example with legal protections and reasonable adjustments, the reality of their enforcement and practical use can be sadly limited. Although some autistic people do not see being autistic as a disability, for the purpose of equality and human rights legislation, it can be classified as a lifelong disability. A major piece of legislation is the Equality Act 2010. In theory, there's quite a few legal protections that are linked to being a person with a disability. The United Nations Conventions on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is another major piece of relevant legislation for autistic people. There are others too, and more information and links on this legislation is available in the information packs linked to this video. Reasonable adjustments are a legally protected process that allows you to request reasonable changes to allow you parity of access to services, to education, or to allow you to do your job better. It's a subject that comes up quite a lot for autistic people, particularly with autistic adults. Employers are only required to make adjustments that are reasonable. Factors such as the cost and practicality of making an adjustment and the resources available to an employer may also be relevant in deciding what is reasonable. A reasonable adjustment could mean extra time in education, access to using a laptop or other assistive technologies. It might be accessing information or communicating in a different format, for example, a transcript of information instead of it being in a video or audio clip, or vice versa. We offer this service for all the Embrace Autism video series. As nice as they are in principle, in the real world, reasonable adjustments are not the cure-all that they should be. In some situations, for example, employment, these are not always accessible, even though they should be. In some cases, it can in reality disadvantage you further for requesting them with some people and some organisations. It's good to think through the negative as well as positive impact of requesting reasonable adjustments. From my own experience, when I've been openly autistic and employed situations, asking for reasonable adjustments and being open about being autistic actually had quite a negative effect on my role within the organisation. I know it goes against the grain and it even goes against quite a lot of the legislation that's here, but that was the reality. As an individual, certainly if it's a big organisation, all the power lies with a big organisation. You really are at the mercy of, do you have an understanding progressive employer or don't you? We can't say what the right answer is, if you should do it or if you shouldn't do it, but what we would like to be able to help you with is to give you enough information to make an informed decision. It can be difficult to know what you need if you don't know what's available or you don't know what you're allowed to ask for in the first place. There's so much we could potentially cover here that we've only touched on in this video. There's more information available in the pack linked to this video, and we've got quite a lot of information on some of the benefits that you might be able to access as an autistic person. Don't feel that you've got to go through any of this alone. There are a lot of organisations out there whose sole purpose is to support you accessing benefits, accessing reasonable adjustments, and people that will be able to provide you with formal guidance as to what to do here. Thank you for watching this video, and we hope you found some useful tips and pointers of potentially where to go to look next for more information, or if you need advice on any of the things that we've touched on here. Thank you for watching.